produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Tando Enyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Unede on Air, Ndiza Nathi. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sanbonani. To everyone listening through the sound of my voice, I greet you in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we're looking at a topic that says, out of a small place. Ngalugipinda le topic, out of a small place. I have borrowed this topic from a sermon Ayenzwa years back, a sermon that was done years ago by Bishop Musa Sona from Grace Bible Church in Soweto. He had taught Kule topic in reference to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he came from a small place called Nazareth. Even the disciples Zabo, one of them asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So that was the topic Umfundisi Musa covered years back. However, please allow me, as Uthandiwe Nyoni, as Umfundisi, to come back with this topic on a different gear. Out of a small place. Let's define a small place. What do you mean out of a small place? Already when you say out, it kind of gives you, it's an instruction, out of a small place. It also describes a place, a state. It describes a place. Let me describe a small place. You can define it as a mindset, how you think, you view things, a mindset, how, your perspective on life. Remember, the Bible says, how a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How you view life, the metamorphosis, the thinking processes of your heart and of your mind tell a lot about you. Determine ukuthi uyakuphi ngempilo. What a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your mind can be small ngendlela ocabanga ngayo. So out of a small place, meaning ukuthi phuma ngendlela ocabanga ngayo encane engqondweni. That is the first definition. Then the second definition of a small place is a locality. We've just spoken about Nazareth. I don't know ukuthi ngikhuluma nobani, because some of the places as Pumakuzona are small places, and maybe just argument's sake, it's places where kuthola kuthiwa ukuthi indawo engakhiphi engakhiqizi ubuhle. Some places in this world can be defined as places as ori they are. They are not productive in a way. Uzwekthiwa, it's a small place or it's a family where people in that just one household, you find people abaphuzutshwala, you find people who are selling drugs, you find people who are prostitutes. That is a small place. It's a small place in terms of locality. It's a small place because you come out of that place. Out of a small place. The last definition, it's a small place. You can look at it as a circumstance. I've just mentioned social ills like prostitution, drunkenness, endebokosho poverty, endebokolamata. We can take it even further and look at it in terms of endebokokote, the pain, the depression, the discouragement, endebokolamata, the things that we go through emhlabeni ezingoku right. That is a small place. So our topic today, we are looking at out of a small place. Mzalwane, South African, whoever you are listening to the sound of my voice today, at this point in juncture, listen, uNkulunkulu wants you to come out of a small place. It doesn't matter ukuthi udlule kuphi. It doesn't matter what is your background. Negative or positive, we come out of a small place. Now, let us look at scripture. Our scripture reading for today is going to, we're going to read from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. It's a story Jabez. Let's read. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." A small place right there. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. Hey, Jesus, that is when now Tina as people of this world needs to cry out to our Lord and Savior. We need to cry out to God. I'm talking to us or any of us. I'm saying us because this preaching also touches my heart. We cry out to God out of small places. Depression is a small place. Pain is a small place. So we cry out to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we come out of a small place. Let's continue to read. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Oh, that you would bless me." Jesus, doesn't that sound like ourselves, Master Standards uNkulunkulu? "That will enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." Then the Bible says, and God granted his request. Jesus, hallelujah. Let's just look at this verse, two verses, piece by piece. Let's just break it. Umamaka Jabez. In fact, the Bible says, hurray, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. That alone, it doesn't tell us how many brothers he had. But it gives us an indication ukuthi uJabez bekumuntu oziphethe kahle. Kusho ukuthi khona le nto enhle uJabez kade yenza kahle. More honorable. However, iBhayibheli also tells us ukuthi umamakhe had given him this name Jabez because athi umtholele ebunzimeni. Ebunzimeni. How many of us, as people on living on this earth, can identify with this issue? How many women right now, or how many women 20 years ago, last year, even years back, who have given birth to children and to situations in pain? How many business people who have given birth to their destinies, ebunzimeni? How many? I'm asking the question, Guti, let's look at Jabez and see Peye ngamehlo through our own eyes, our own life experiences. Because as much as we're talking about Jabez here, crying out to God because he was in a small place of pain, umamake uti, because she had gave birth to him, ebuhlungwini. How many of us are born in poverty?
Okay. Say just as he cabang and gelandole. He was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. We give birth to situations, we give birth to destinies, ebunzimeni, ebuhlungwini, but nonetheless we give birth. There's something about giving birth because ama labor pains. It's a pain, but something great has come out. It's a baby. It's a business idea. It's a career path. It's a calling that comes out of a small place. But we need to come out. The baby must come out of a small place.
Then the Bible says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. How, you know, he cried out, meaning guti, a circumstance yake uyibonile ukuthi ayikho right. And the Bible says guti, he was more honorable than his brothers. Kusho ukuthi make sekhaya, make sendlini, in that neighborhood, in that place, he understood that something is not right here, something needs to change. And he understood that there's only one Savior who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is one Savior who is Jehovah God. There is no other. That is why he cried out to God. Let's check what uten make cry out to uNkulunkulu. He said, in fact, he said, "Ngimani pega langbone four things at him that you would bless me. That is one point, and enlarge my territory. That is the second point. Let your hand be with me. That is the third point, and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." Let's just break these four elements. I pray agacha bears. Amageti, oh, that you would bless me, Jesus. Baba ngisuke kule nhlupheke uJabez usho njalo. Mhlambe uhleli eSouth Africa, mhlambe you are in the United States, maybe you are somewhere in the world and asking God, "Wow, Lord, that you would bless me." You recognize the place that you are at right now, it's a small place, that God will bless you. That God will bless you. A blessing is an endowment. It's an empowerment. In my own understanding, is the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's greatness in you being exposed and expressed in a multifaceted way, in the glorified way of God. That you would bless me. UJabez is asking for a blessing. Nati. As human beings, that is what we need to ask God for. In fact, we are already blessed. The Bible Ephesians 1:3, that we are blessed in all spiritual blessings. Already by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is a blessing that enters into your house. This is the house as being your body, and the house as being the locality of Salaglion. Out of a small place. Jesus, that you would bless me. That is the first item uJabez akhuluma ngayo. Then he says again, that enlarge my territory. uJabez understands that, no. Where I am is not where I'm supposed to be. Maybe I'm supposed to be an architect. Maybe I'm supposed to be a deck. Maybe I'm supposed... Langkon, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Lord, enlarge my territory. Cause me to become that which you have called me to be, Lord. When you brought me on this earth, you had a purpose about my life. The fact that my name is written in the palm of your hand, it means I need to come out of this situation. I need to come out of myself and become that which you've called me to be. Otigu uNkulunkulu kuJeremiah. I have called you to be a prophet to all nations. UJeremiah makethi hayi ngisasemncane. So everybody is called to do something on this world. So uJabez here understood ukuthi no. Where I am is not where I'm supposed to be. There's more to my life than what I'm seeing right now. Lord, bless my enlarge my territory. Lord, promote. Lord. Do only what you can do, wena Nkulunkulu. What is impossible with me, Jabez, is possible with you, God. Enlarge my territory. How many of us are saying that? Do we understand when you say, Lord, enlarge our territories? Lord, ngicela ungivulele umnyango. I need to do a business, usho njalo. Lord, I need a husband. That is enlarging a territory, by the way. Lord, I've been married for so many years. I'm not able to have children. Lord, please enlarge my territories. So enlarging your territory could be any element. Family could be an element of enlarging your territory. Business, career path, spirituality, your calling, that is what I mean. It could be enlarging your territory. Unkulunkulu says to Abraham, I'll make your name great. Whoever blesses you, I will bless them. Isn't that enlarging Abraham's territory? Isn't that the promise not to see now as human beings on this earth? So the enlarging of our territory is going beyond what we know. I'm being reminded when God goes to Abraham and say, Buga, look at the sand on the sea, as far as your eyes can see. That is God enlarging the territory of a mindset of a person who was not thinking largely. Abraham, father of many nations, Sarah, mother of many nations. In fact, it takes God to help us for our territories to be enlarged. So Jabez is praying the prayer, may you enlarge my territory. Then he continues to say, let your hand be with me. Galatians 4:10 says, I'm observing special seasons, months, years, and days. When God's hand is upon your life, you walk by faith and not by sight. You know which you are not alone. Imagine when God works with you. God says to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you're going to lead these people to a place that I have promised. Go verse 8, he says, don't let the book of the law come out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Remember to do everything that is written on it. Be courageous. That is my own analysis right now of the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. But basically, Joshua was walking with God. So Jabez had prayed a prayer here, walk, your hand be upon me. Meaning, when God's hand is upon you, nothing is impossible. In fact, nothing can touch you. You are under protection. Then he finally says here, and keep me from harm so that I can be free from pain. This means he had been through a lot of pain. Already the mother did say that she had him in pain. So the pain from the mother transferred to the child. It's almost like it's a generational or by generational case. But because Jabez had an understanding that there is a God in heaven who can change the situation. And the situation was changed. Because the Bible says, God granted his request. Mzalwane, how many requests are we making to our God, the Father, our deliverer, our maker? Remember the song, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Yeah, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. I'm tempted to sing even further. But the promise is that God is here. He is a waymaker. He's a destiny changer. He's a creator of the heavens and the earth. God created us for a purpose. When Jabez prayed to God, he understood that he had to come out of a small place. South Africa, people of this world, let us come out of small places. out of a small place. As I wrap up my talk for today, please allow me to make these following announcements. Uncede, it's a social and emotional wellness service company. It speaks to people's souls, challenges mindsets, encourages good behavior, and heals broken hearts in South Africa and around the world. Our services include motivation, counseling, and strategic planning. That is what we do as Uncede Protégé. Our second announcement, we are relaunching Uncede this year. The date that is set, it's 30th of November this year, 2019. The venue is at Communal Wall in Orlando East, Soweto, South Africa. The program starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, right up to 2 in the afternoon. We have the following speakers in our lineup. We have Mr. Petulu Malabane, who is a strategist and author and an activist, and he'll be speaking on his topic. The topic that he has written a book on is called Impact Generation. Then we have Mr. Teboho Mokine. He's a financial solutionist. His topic will be financial freedom through wisdom. He's a founder and a director of a company called Money Imali Academy. Then our last speaker is Ms. Poshan Zepe. Her topic is love, life, and purpose. We have these three speakers on the day. It's a value-packed motivational wellness service as well as a relaunch. Obviously, on the day, I will explain who Uncede is. I will explain our journey and where we're going from the past, in the beginning, and to the future. And the person who will be marinating us with music or with worship, if I should put it that way, is the lady by the name of Mapitso Moloi. She's a servant of God here in South Africa. It's a free event. Initially, I had mentioned that we're going to be issuing out tickets. However, now I'm just declaring, and we have made it a free event, so you no more need a ticket to come into the event. You just come. Zizele nje. Just come. It's at Orlando East on the 30th of November, 2019. It's Uncede Protégé Relaunch and Motivational Wellness Service. Wellness session, I mean. Finally, the last announcement. As Pastor Tandwe Nyoni, I have produced a 31-minute audiobook CD. The CD sells for 100 rands. It's entitled Getting My House in Order. In fact, it's an audiobook. The audiobook came as a result of God asking me years back to produce a 31-minute audiobook CD from the book that I've been writing for years. The first chapter, which is a book on its own, I share a story of my life where I had a mental breakdown, starting with a physical breakdown. But the essence of the story was coming out of it. In fact, it almost resonates with the story, with our topic today, coming out of a small place, coming out of depression. The CD sells for 100 rands. And my contact or our contact details, Uncede, is the email is uncede@yahoo.com. Uncede, it's uncede@yahoo.com. Then our contact details telephonically is 084-669-3615. 084-669-3615. We appreciate a WhatsApp or an email. In the name that is above every other name, I thank you for listening through the United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. I thank you for listening to our program Uncede on Air.
Ndiza nathi. May God richly bless you. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
My name is Debbie Keller and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stephen, just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are streaming this live on Finding My Way Network with Kayla Paget, United States of America. Thank you very much, Kayla, and welcome to all the listeners of that fantastic radio session. We've got the journalists in house, most of them come from the area of West Midlands, and I'll invite a question from Amos. Can I have this, please?
My name is Peter. I'm a resident in the state. And my first question to you, Dr. Lady Powell, is what's your hope for the next generation of Christian musicians and worshipers?
I love that question. I believe what I've got to talk about is that we have an opportunity in this time, and there's an open window in heaven for us to be alive and for those that are our the next generation that we present to them to the sound.
And so obviously, what we have here is this man trying to do something Thank you. Not all the same, but Thank you.
what you have done. When you can find what you have done, you have other people giving you all sorts of action advice on how to do career and advancement and all these different kinds of things from forever.
Transition and the changes from industry to industry, or from I guess that the main question in a 5-2 night is that
all of the things.
I'm going to go to the next one.